Anything these days is pretty special. For a Catholic church, well, that qualifies for a visit from the Archbishop. Sacred Heart Church on Northwestern Avenue in Racine, welcoming Archbishop Jerome Lestecky for a celebratory Mass Sunday morning.
As always, when we come together at special times during the year, and even at this anniversary, you thank everybody who's been a part of the parish. There's so many people that go into just the daily liturgies from and in the Sunday to Sunday liturgies, lectors, Eucharistic ministers, greeters. I was warmly greeted, overly warmly greeted by about three or four people, coming in. So it's all a part of what creates a parish.
After the Mass, the congregation joined in a brunch as the connected Haben Hall, named after benefactor and longtime parishioner Joe Haben. A whole bunch of history there, including photographs for everybody to see as they walk toward the big hall. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
That was Sacred Heart?
Yep, sir.
Catholic Church?
Yep.
Celebrating their centennial.
Mm-hmm. Nice church.
We're going to be celebrating 90 years.
Yes, we are. That's what I was working on over the weekend.
What were you doing?
Doing some things related to that.
Well, you can't just say that.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can.
I just did.
We're putting
some things together that we will be utilizing
On the air.
On the air.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very cool.
Some things on air, but there's a lot of it.
Do we have Eleanor Roosevelt's appearance?
No. We have a picture of Eleanor Roosevelt in front of a microphone with our call letters on it.
Yes.
And we do not know the circumstances by which that picture was taken. I can tell you, though, that one of the longtime Go program people at this station, Isabel Monk, who did a ladies program here, said she talked to Eleanor Roosevelt, did an interview with her.
Maybe that was it.
It may be, but we don't have anything to connect the two. But
so December 6th is like the official.
That's kind of like the target date, yes,
that we've
been using over the years. So we will have things that you've maybe heard on the air in the past at anniversary shows we've done. There will also be some things you maybe have never heard before.
Anything from me yet?
From you?
Yeah. I mean, I've only been here a year, but
yeah.
Still. It's so, 1/90th of the time I've been here.
So much to choose from.
Well, there is some funny stuff.
Yeah.
And some good stuff.
We'll be doing some things during our newscasts. The Friday before the anniversary, the week of. And then the Sunday after, we will have on our public affairs program about 30 minutes worth of material.
I'll have to listen online. I'm not going to be here.
Oh.
I'll be in Florida.
Okay.
On a vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Klein family reunion back in Tampa. Pretty pumped about that.
What? Everybody reports to parole officers? What?
Pretty. TK. That's not nice.
It's a joke. Okay. Just joking.
If you're saying you're just joking, you're not just joking. You're joking, but you're not just joking.
I'm just joking.
90 years ago, WRJN went on the radio. 90 years ago today, Harry Houdini died.
Ah.
Halloween 1926.
Mm.
From perioditis.
Yep.
They thought for a long time that it was because he got socked in the stomach by one of his students, or by a student.
That's that story, the myth.
Well, he did get punched.
True.
Because he told this guy from Montreal that he could
withstand.
Without warning, this guy punched him in the stomach
so
a couple
times. So
he
wasn't prepared for it.
Which exactly.
Which is what they do. Those people that are able to do that, they prepare for it, and they're able to absorb the
impact. Right. So, and his stomach hurt. So he just assumed that was what was ailing him, was that those punches. But later on, as medical research advanced, they realized he had appendicitis and it burst. And then he got perioditis from it.
Right circumstances.
Or wrong, depending on your point of view. Another famous musician in the...
Musician?
Did I say musician?
Yeah.
Magician.
Magician.
In the lineage of Harry Houdini, of course, Penn Jillette. And Penn Jillette had some very nice things to say about his 2 years on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald J. Trump. And then Trump decided to run for president.
Donald Trump will say that his show, Celebrity Apprentice, helped my career tremendously. He is 100% right. He made me look great, and I loved working with him. And I'm very grateful for being on the show with him. You can be very grateful to someone and not want them to be president. Of all the people who worked on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump, I believe I liked him the most of anybody that was on. I mean, everybody else had horrible things to say about him, and I kind of enjoyed him. I thought that within the framework of a reality television program, being capricious, volatile, unpredictable, illogical, are all really good qualities. Having no filter is a really good quality. But I don't think it's a good quality for a president. But the funny thing was, all I did was I went on a television show and said that I liked Donald Trump, but I didn't think he'd be a good president. And all of a sudden he started firing out these tweets about how I'm horrible and I'm garbage and my show sucks. And I just thought, wow. Has there ever been a politician in history like Abraham Lincoln? Did he ever go 67 years ago, there's this magician that isn't that good? I think someone that petty and that thin-skinned and that volatile is not a good person for president.
Magician and libertarian Penn Jillette, his feelings for the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Penn Jillette voting for Gary Johnson, the libertarian nominee, former governor, two-term Republican governor from the state of New Mexico. Stuff that came out this weekend about the fact that FBI Director James Comey is reopening the Hillary Clinton email scandal. This is the October surprise. Wouldn't have thought that it was involving Anthony Weiner, the former congressman, but we'll be talking about that later on Community Conversations throughout the morning. We will have Senator Ron Johnson on at 20 minutes or thereabouts till 10 o'clock on your radio friend. Right now, it is 10 minutes until 7 o'clock on your Halloween morning. This is Glenn Klein filling in for Mike Clemens, who covered the Packers' loss yesterday afternoon to the Atlanta Falcons down there in Georgia. And he is Meteorologist Hall of Famer Elliot Abrams joining us on the hotline this morning. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Glenn, and how are you doing?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Well, just remember, folks, if you go to the doctor today, there's only one kind of injection you can get, and that's a booster shot.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. We saw a fascinating movie. I guess I shouldn't call it fascinating. It was somewhat depressing, but it was totally riveting, the Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, yeah, that was good?
It was very well done, yes. I don't see when you see all that the kind of destruction, you call it good. But anyway, and then Girl on a Train was interesting as well.
Oh, you saw two films?
Yes.
So did you just pay for one and just stay for the other?
No, two different nights.
Oh, I see. You and the missus?
Yes, and some friends.
Wow.
And if you've read the book, the movie, I guess, is great, although one interesting turn is that the book is framed in England, whereas the movie is framed in the northern suburbs of New York City.
When you go to the movie theater, what is your go-to food?
Unfortunately, I might get some Milky Ways.
You go Milky Ways?
Or some nachos.
No popcorn.
Can't do that.
Why?
Well, if you have it, there's a certain condition you can have in your intestine, which I won't go into too far, where stuff gets stuck.
Wow.
And the holes are the problem.
We found out.
All this is getting to be too much information, though.
Not really. We're interested in you. You're a Hall of Famer, meteorologist.
Well, no, a physician actually explained to me how that problem develops. So just avoid the popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if that was...
And it doesn't seem to apply to things like peanuts and cashews and that kind of stuff.
That's interesting. I wonder if that was Harry Houdini's problem.
Well, it could be, but there was another magician, and he worked on a boat, and there was a monkey that came to all of his shows and ruined them. Every time this magician would get to the great part, like pulling a rabbit out of a hat, the monkey would be in the back, watch the other hat. It would just ruin the whole story.
What would he say?
He was saying, watch the other hat.
Oh.
So in other words, he would ruin the joke, ruin the routine.
Yeah, the bit.
These two had great contempt for each other, and a few weeks later, the boat unfortunately sank, and here they were. Their luck was that they were on opposite sides of the same piece of driftwood, and they're just glaring at each other, wouldn't say a word, day after day. Their skin blistering in the sun. It was just a terrible experience for them, but neither would say anything. And finally, on the seventh day, the monkey guy said, "I give up. What'd you do with the boat?"
Took a long time to get there, but it was kind of...
Sure, and it wasn't worth it either.
Well, it was kind of worth it. So will our skin be blistering from the sun anytime soon here in southeastern Wisconsin?
Not really, but it'll be a nice day today. It's going up to 59, and will it be a trick or a treat this evening? I'd say it's a treat. How many times on October 31st in the evening is the temperature in the 50s? Not terribly often.
No.
And then tomorrow it's going up to 70.
Oh, all right, so you could get a little sunburn tomorrow.
Tomorrow could happen. Of course, you can get that in when you're skiing, too. The sun reflects off snow, and so you get some of the sun in your face and then some from the snow, and that's how you can get that kind of a sunburn. But
we don't have snow yet, though.
We don't have any snow, and none is in sight.
It's
going to be cooler Wednesday, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, and then cool and dry for Thursday and Friday.
It is winter, though. It's officially winter. I had to take my air conditioning units out of the windows because it was getting so chilly. You know, you get that draft because it's not completely sealed. So it's officially winter. And I talked to my snowplow guy yesterday just to make sure that he was ready to go for the winter. He's ready to go. So it's just a matter of time, of course.
It is time to do that, and all those other things will be coming soon enough. And by a month from now and 2 months from now, if somebody says, "Is it going to be warm today?" all I'll do is say, "No."
Was that a sound effect, or was that you?
That was not me, fortunately.
Wow. It was a pretty good segue there, bro. Got one more day of me for this week.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You get the seal of approval. And as far as the weather for today, again, partly sunny, is going up toward 59 degrees. And then tonight, it'll be a little ghostly out there. Wind starts to come from the southeast, and we know what's in that direction.
What's
Lake Erie.
All right. That's enough.
I'm leaving.
Anything else for us?
I don't think so, but give regards to Mummy.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
He's a weatherman Hall of Famer, definitely not a comedic Hall of Famer. Elliot Abrams on your radio friend.
It's fall, and the ever-changing weather can make it hard to keep your home comfortable. Don't sweat it. Talk to the specialists at Keystone Heating and Air Conditioning for help. Right now, they're